This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, May 6th. Well, there's a broad-based rally underway today, and a lot of it stems on the hope that the Fed's going to be cutting interest rates. So let me just take a step back and review what happened last week. So we started with a abrupt drop in consumer confidence. Then we had an ISM manufacturing report that showed the PMI fell under 50, which signals a contraction. Then we had the bad labor news, okay, on the payroll report, with the fact that wage growth is decelerating rapidly. Wages are growing, but they're only 7 cents in the past month. And then finally, we had an ISM service report that showed that our service sector fell into a contraction after expanding for 15 months. So you could not have worse economic news, okay? Because ISM is essentially predicting a recession, okay? We have some problems with wage growth, and consumers are just all bummed out, and they seem obsessed with food and energy prices. Clearly, all these riots across the colleges in the United States are upsetting a lot of people, okay? And there's probably other factors as well. But right now, you are in an environment where bad news is good news because everybody wants the Fed to hurry up and cut. And Treasury yields went down a lot last week. And we're having Treasury refinancings this week. So we'll see how it goes. If we have a bad Treasury financing, all bets are off. Now, the bills are going to auction off tomorrow. That will go fine. The notes they'll auction off on Wednesday should go fine. The real key, well, what will happen with the long-term bond yields that they auction off on Thursday? If they don't go well, then the market could do an abrupt about-face. So that's kind of the pins and needles we're walking on this week, okay, for lack of a better word. But one of the European central bankers has already come out and said they're going to be cutting 3 times this year. The European Central Bank is widely expected to start cutting in June, as is the Bank of England. The main difference between the United States and Europe as far as inflation goes is owner's equivalent rent, shelter's cost. See, Europe is not growing like we are, okay? We have household formation. We have, we still have kids and, you know, they need households. And then we have a lot of immigration, legal and the other kind too. So we have high shelter costs. But real estate prices have peaked in some of the hottest markets in the United States and in like Austin, Texas and much of Florida. And of course, there were some big corporations going up buying homes in suburban areas, renting them out. So that's another interesting development. So it's going to be very fascinating to see if owner's equivalent rent finally cracks. As soon as it does, yeah, the Fed can join the party and cut rates for everybody else. I'm sure the Biden administration is horrified right now at the news. This is not what they planned for going into election. I'm sure they're more than horrified over all the protests. Obviously, Joe Biden, you know, condemned the violence and all that stuff. But it persists. You know, Columbia just canceled its graduating ceremonies like USC did on the previous week. And this is not healthy, okay? And obviously, there's a wing of the Democratic Party that wants Joe Biden to resign, and then they want to put in another candidate. And so there's a lot of chaos underway right now, okay? But the bottom line is we have favorable year-over-year comparisons. We still have great earnings coming out. Our stocks are an oasis, a silver lining amidst this chaos. And this will continue till May 22nd, and that will be NVIDIA's announcement date. And that'll be the grand finale. And that the NVIDIA's earnings, of course, will be spectacular, as will their sales. So that's what's going on. So enjoy the ride here, folks. But don't expect it to go up every day, okay? Markets love to oscillate. So what's up today might be down tomorrow and vice versa. So you just kind of have to get used to this. But earnings are still working.
Stocks are still going higher. Again, our advanced decline line today is ridiculous. It's not normally this strong, okay? So I expect it to get a little bumpier, and let's hope these treasury auctions go smoothly. If they do, you know, the Wall Street will still be anticipating a Fed a rate cut before the election. So that's it. Zoe Navalier, and I'll keep updating the podcaster in Fast Market Conditions. Take care.